Stockport's VVM is many things. A copyright-flaunting record label, a meat-obsessed noise musician, and a violent, confrontational onstage cabaret performed by men in pig masks.
We look at the whole industry as being like a butcher's slab. You've got the artists there who are just like a prime piece of meat, and they're just cut and they're just fed to the people. And it's like, all we're trying to do is like just do something with the meat, you know, maybe make it an interesting recipe, or like grind it in a different way, you know, break down and make a new sausage out of all of it. I think the whole industry is a big sausage. It's a big sausage, but that sausage isn't selling too well right now, which again is a good thing.
VVM Records take songs by other artists and deface them, partly as a comment on current copyright laws and partly for the sheer fun of it.
It can come across as though tracks have been vandalised or just stepped all over or just completely and utterly ruined. But to me, it's just a new way of like looking at that track. I don't necessarily look at it in that way, but I can see why it gets looked at in that way.
The BBC is obliged to point out here that unauthorised reproduction of a copyrighted work is illegal. And here's what VVM have to say on the matter.
The current copyright laws are very, very much outdated. I mean, I don't think it encourages creativity amongst people. Probably the best known thing I've done was a remix of Lady in Red. Never seen her looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen her shine so bright. And I actually got the opportunity to meet Chris de Burgh and give him a copy of the remix. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. And all I said to him at the time was, look, this is one you'll know, it's a remix, and that's it. And just walked away, never heard a thing from him. Twice, I think, in the history of the label, I've had a problem, and it's both been artwork. And basically, either the original artist or an owner of a copyrighted image has been in touch and said, well, you can't distribute this, to which I just ignore it. I just ignore the threat and, like, just see what happens. And so far, nothing's happened. I mean, maybe it will. Maybe I'll have to go on the run. It's like, I've done it. And if you want anything, then come and get me. But there's nothing to get anyway, really.